Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
As a restaurateur, do you know how much you spend on marketing per month or per year? Do you know how to get the best bang for your buck? You need a strategy that includes postcards, coupons, flyers, and social media working in unison in the hopes that people will want to spend time in your establishment. Today, we discuss getting your marketing collateral organized in one place and using mobile to do it. Hi, I'm Hazel Furtman.
And I'm Kim Stewart, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, we're discussing the ways that restaurants use mobile and how they are finding success in grouping all of their promotions into one mobile hub. Hazel, I know that you have been speaking to many restaurant and hospitality folks lately that are testing these mobile strategies. How does it seem to be working?
Well, yes, Kim, I am speaking to many restaurateurs lately, those in the hospitality industry too, and it's been interesting creating ways to broaden their clientele, informing them of new promotions or daily special, and simply creating a story using a mobile restaurant card.
So we've spent some time on other podcasts talking about how a variety of businesses can work together to create a marketing campaign that works well for all of them. This includes at least two different restaurants and a couple of specialty food retailers. I think that was episode 64?
Yeah, I believe it was. On that episode, we are sharing some easy marketing ideas that a band of neighboring merchants used to implement promotions to get foot traffic into one another's businesses. So they created a cohesive engagement campaign that was a smashing success, and these merchants are still using the same outline now. They are made some adjustments with it, but they're still finding continued ROI with it, and it's been months and months now, and they are thrilled by it. So yeah, that is episode 64. Go and listen after this. It's entitled Best Practices Integrating Web Plus Mobile Marketing Campaign Elements.
Right. And for people who may be new to mobile marketing, we also have a great two-parter, Why Mobile Ads Work. It's episodes 1 and 2, which are 34 and 42, respectively. Yeah. Although I will say, frankly, a lot of our episodes have pearls of wisdom in them. So when you're going along listening, it's entirely possible that a light bulb is going to go off in your head and you're going to start thinking, hey, I can do that too. And you know what? We're absolutely positive that you can.
Yes, you can.
You know, if you want to verify it, by all means, give Hazel a call, email her. You know, when it comes to restaurants, we know that strategies are not one size fits all. And, you know, there are a lot of considerations. Every restaurant is different, but the goal is the same: filling up the tables and providing great food and service to customers in an amazing atmosphere. You know, more and more people have a device in their hand, so it really makes sense to promote to them right where they spend their time, which is on their device. Yeah. You know, and this isn't an expensive proposition. You don't have to spend a lot to do it. You know, it's all going to depend on your circumstances. You know, I know that a new restaurant is probably spending more on advertising than an established one. Hazel, you are our resident stats guru. What do you got for that?
Right. That's right, Kim. It's a good rule of thumb in the restaurant marketing industry that in this...
You know what? Hold on. I think before we go any further, we've probably got some new listeners who don't understand exactly how mobile ad campaigns work. So let me stop you and get you to just give a quick rundown about how the mobile ad platform works, and then we can continue on from there, and we'll talk specifically about using it for restaurants. Okay?
All right. Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification, and they have the ability to tap the back links, and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks so much, Hazel. All right, so let's get back on track.
Okay, so we were talking about stats. And a new startup restaurant that brands themselves and provides discounts for featured dining spend about 25 to 35% of their marketing budget doing that. And once you bring in regular clientele, a good foundation, and get more established, successful restaurants' marketing costs shifts downwards, actually, to about 12, 15% to maintain it.
So with restaurant advertising, what you want to get across is that your establishment has a certain atmosphere, it has amazing food, fantastic service. You know, we're not only talking about coupons and promotions to get people in your doors, it's really a lot of storytelling. You know, you want to tell people the story of who you are and why you serve the food that you do. And frankly, anybody who's thinking about a pop-up restaurant, we are so talking to you.
Yeah, we sure are. We love you, pop-ups. I mean, I see it being done on social media, not just a coupon being sent to potential clients, but to tell the story. To get them through the stories is critical. I see on Instagram all the time, hey, this is going on. Or, hey, we have this special dish being served today only. Well, that's great, but it's not the only place to be telling the story. Not everyone is on Instagram.
That's true. Or
looking at the right time to see your post. So, I mean, this also holds true for Twitter.
Same thing with Facebook.
And Facebook, yeah. I'm not just picking on Instagram here, just so you know that. In fact, I love Instagram. So now if you really want to get this across to your clients, then it's great for them to see it where they're already looking, which is on the lock screen to draw them in. So go ahead, share your story, provide an amazing shot of your delicious dish that will make them want to come in.
Right, that's perfect for Instagram.
Yeah, use, you know, the hashtag food porn or really whatever hashtag of your choice that works. And then pow, send a message on the lock screen to get the clients knowing what is going on immediately.
So are you saying use the mobile wallet ad campaign to push links and action to your Instagram page?
Yes, yes, oh. Yeah. So that's just a part of a campaign. The other part is that your clientele can create the content for you by snapping their own photos of the dish themselves and using the corresponding hashtag to share all over their social media. So it's a fun way to get some buzz going on and make your chef feel proud for putting out such a yummy dish. Now, a restaurant card, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, is a mini hub with your location and social media links directly on the back of it. So it's easy for your clientele to use the easy share features on it to continue driving the buzz to your restaurant. And now this is a simple mobile strategy that works and gives value in your storytelling and establishment, giving people a reason to be excited to come back to your restaurant, because we know this business is cutthroat and you want to stay ahead of your competitors.
Right. Now, this works for basically any type of restaurant and definitely for pop-ups. You know, I know that the restaurant card or catering card that you're giving out, this actually allows pop-ups to keep pushing out notifications to their regular clientele of where they will be next. And it's a much better response rate than email. You know, as they say, it's all about location, location, location. And I know I'm stealing a line from real estate and everything else, but it does hold true. You know, the restaurant card, the mobile ad, it offers navigation with one click. So if you're changing a pop-up location, you're going to keep your customer base informed by changing the address on the back of the card. Now you don't have to create an entirely new post like you would on social media. Every time you move your pop-up around, which is exactly what happens, you add really nice reminders using proximity tags on the actual pop-up restaurant location. You know, it's a super way to keep clients focused on what's coming up next in your pop-up world.
And don't worry if you don't know what proximity triggers are or how they work. I'll gladly walk through it with you to be certain that you are getting your message across at the right time and place.
Yeah, you know, these are strategies that are super easy to implement and they don't take very long to set up.
Right. So, you know, Kim, that kind of reminds me of our favorite client, Seasonal Lee, and the way that she set up her, like, mobile pass for her farmer's markets that she goes to.
Right. And, you know, she still works her Facebook page.
Yeah.
Although the reach has been diminishing because she's not buying ads. And, you know, she has her client base contribute hashtagged content. So she's focusing on her clientele and what her schedule is going to be. You know, she's been talking about branching out to Instagram. But, you know, as far as she's concerned, that's a huge time commitment, and she'd probably have to hire someone to manage that portion of her marketing.
Yeah, she does with mapping where her next farmer's market is. So pop-ups, we're talking about you again. If she can do this, then you can do it. It's a great way to tell your clients of where you're going to be. And as for other restaurants, just adding your address on the back of the restaurant card will do the trick.
Right. I mean, you know, that's a great way to do it. And Seasonal is able to inform those who love her exactly where she's going to be, which day. She uses location, she uses proximity alerts, so that if somebody shows up at the Ferry Building Farmers Market and she's going to be there, or Larkspur or whatever, as soon as they hit the entrance, she's popping up a lock screen notification reminding them of where her booth is. I mean, she's successfully using the strategies that we customized for her a couple years ago. And, you know, we try to do the same for everybody. Restaurants are fairly simple. You know, we actually did a podcast episode about her. I think it was part of episode 40, maybe?
I believe so. I believe it was 40.
Online and offline marketing integration via mobile.
Yeah, we talk about her a lot. So.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the restaurant mobile ads, they create some stepping off points. One of the most important parts, I think, of a solid restaurant strategy is what type of advertising to run, and how to leverage one ad into another ad so you're occupying multiple spaces in a mobile wallet, in a customer's brain, in their social media feeds.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, out of sight, out of mind. We don't want to see that. So, you know, this leads to programs like the Next Dine discount, as well as traditional rewards or punch card programs.
Right.
You know, basically adding another card offering the Next Dine promotion is a really good way for a restaurant to leverage return business.
True.
I mean, you know, it's not a one-time strategy. Our strategies work to help you get clients to keep coming back to you over the long term. I think I read somewhere that it takes at least 3 visits for a client to become a lifelong restaurant.
Yes, you did read that somewhere. And that is right. Statistically speaking, 40% of first-time clients will return to your restaurant for a second time. And then another 42% will return again. It's when you get them for a third time, you're likely to keep them, as then it's a 70% chance that they will return.
Right. So as a restaurateur, you want to identify which visit in the count that they're coming in for. So each visit, you're offering them something new or something different than the last time. You know, the Next Dine is a discount, whereas on their next visit, maybe it's like a free dessert or something.
Right.
These are key identifiers that allow you to know how many visits to the restaurant there have been while you're strengthening your relationships with patrons. I mean, because, you know, in the restaurant business, I think that it is all about the relationship. It's all about repeat business. Mobile ads for restaurants fit right in line with offline and online strategies, as well as the way that people use their devices today.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we identify traditional marketing practices that you're currently using, and we help you shift them into a mobile hub.
Right. As we treat them, you know, we treat these patrons as loyal customers from the get-go. So you'll see the results in the long run.
Well, you know, one other thing that we are seeing these campaigns work with is for people pushing referrals.
Right.
You know, it's essentially a word of mouth situation, and that's really one of the keys to running a successful restaurant.
Right. So, you know, you can push these referrals. Reminders go right on the back of a restaurant card. So you can have a referral to Yelp, to Google, Skip the Dishes. And you can also send reminders directly to the lock screen about it, reminding them to do a referral. And you can also see what other guests are saying on the back of a card.
So you're creating a type of community.
Yes.
And it's allowing your loyal customer base to share referrals from one to the next. You know, there are many ways to engage using mobile ads in a restaurant setting. You know, it depends on how your marketing strategy is set up. And one of the things that we do is we work with you specifically on how to use the various marketing channels that you're currently employing to create a cohesive sort of a mobile and social media collaboration under a single mobile hub.
Yes. So check out the latest on our Twitter feed. And remember to listen to episodes, 40 and 64, for other great ideas. give me a call and we will get you started.
Right. Now, there's also a form you can fill out on dominoresearch.com if you're so inclined, or you could email info@dominoresearch.com. We usually get back to you within one business day normally, unless it is, you know, a holiday or something like a crazy snowstorm going on.
Right. So thanks a ton, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Sweet.